Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for returning for segment four of this program on WCGA AM 1100. It happens to be called The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. And I'm your host, Marshall Wood, for the final two segments of this first installment. And as I said previously, I've been as a military aviator in the world of men and as a commercial pilot mostly in the world of men. That has been my audience and frame of reference. And so this program, as my book, which this program flows out of, has been aimed at men. But I fear that men have not stepped up to the plate as they should in this age, at least my generation, and have not done what they should to teach the previous generation that generation could teach their sons, would be my grandsons now, what needs to be taught to a man for him to be preserving salt in the culture. Yes, there is certainly a spiritual salt. It's the most important. We are the salt of the earth. And we don't hide the salt, but salt loses its savor, it's no good. And I fear that my generation of men, unlike the great generation before me, have lost a lot of our savor, and so our sons and our grandsons have not gotten it. For the record, I'm grateful to Father God that my sons have, and their sons are receiving and acting appropriately. But for a large part, men have not behaved properly, and so as I look around our culture, I see older women working as stockers in grocery stores. I see older women behind the counter in McDonald's or other fast food places working at a point in their life where they shouldn't, because either their husband has died, their husband is now absent for reasons of his choice, or something else. And I know several of these ladies personally who really struggle. And they work at McDonald's. They work at Publix and Winn-Dixie and other places, stocking and doing things traditionally that men have done. I've seen women struggling to feed their little children because daddy absented himself. It's particularly pandemic in the black community, and we've seen the result there. But is now tragically pandemic in the white and the other communities. We need to change our ways. We need to look at the fatherhood of God and what is required of us for him to be our father, so that the natural male authority that flows from Father God to fathers and to the family and then to our nation and to its different institutions, like the political institutions, can function well, but we don't. You know, America really used to be a lot like the Broadway musical Man of La Mancha, except that we didn't fight windmills, we fought wars and we won them. But when Man of La Mancha, Don Quixote, the primary character in the author Cervantes' tale, is a man of great valor. Well, it's in his head. He's looked at as being kind of silly, but he's a man of principle and valor, always seeking to do the chivalrous thing and to preserve the culture for humanity. And he has a queen that he defends. Her name is Dulcinea, and she's just a charwoman, really, and does not want to be called a queen or receive the accolades that Don Quixote, Man of La Mancha, puts upon her. But in this odd and tragic but very moving story, in which one of the greatest songs ever written is revealed, to dream the impossible dream, and I can't sing, so I won't. To fight the unbeatable foe, to strive with your last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star, as some of the lyrics go. That used to be America's idea. And even women like Dulcinea, a charwoman, was lifted out of her misery and her unpleasant life by the spirit of one crazy Don Quixote who dared to dream the impossible dream, to set a standard and strive to attain it. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the American spirit for men for a long time. And women depended on us. Women could trust us. And largely, even though men tend to be violent and wars are directly laid at our feet, except when there's a Josephine involved or something else, a face that sunk 1,000 ships, right? But for the most part, it's men that give direction to the culture, and it's women that readily follow good men. But I know the ladies know out there, there just aren't too many good men anymore. And so we function as a dystopian culture. My grandmothers taught me what I needed to know. My mother, God bless her, taught me what I needed to know. My own precious wife, my blessed daughters-in-law, and now a couple of the ladies have come on. A nice lady that I talked to yesterday, Patricia, that impacted me in her willingness to listen and her recognition of value in what I said. And then old Nurse Gimpy that I've talked about before, who told me in doing this show tonight, you got to be just a little more gentle when you're talking to the ladies. And so this and the remaining three programs will be dedicated to my wife and to Nurse Gimpy. And I hope you'll join me for the final segment of The Bigger Picture, It Is What It Is, because, folks, it is what it is.